Now we're moving on to a story about one of many parents' worst fears, and that is that one day their child will be simply cruising the internet and end up the target of an adult sexual predator. And there are so many ways. There are chat rooms, and there's MySpace or Facebook, because social networking has skyrocketed, and with it, many concerns. But a new report out of Harvard University finds that the biggest threat to your child is not the adult sexual predator, but far more likely one of his or her peers, a school bully who's taking to the web. Larry Magid blogs about technology on CNET and is a CBS News technology analyst. He's also the co-director of the nonprofit organization Connect Safely, and he was one of the people on the Harvard panel. He joins us now. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
So tell us how you came to these conclusions in the study.
Well, we look at all of the research that's been done over the last 7 or 8 years, and there have been a number of studies, all of which kind of reached the same conclusion that yes, kids do receive sexual solicitations. In 2000, it was 1 out of 5. In 2006, it was 1 out of 7. But if you drill down and you look at where those solicitations come from, in most cases, they're coming either from other teenagers, other minors, or if it is an adult, it's a very young adult, maybe somebody in their very early 20s. So this image of the 40-year-old predator who is lurking the web searching for innocent children, that is I wouldn't say it's a complete myth, but it's statistically extremely unlikely. What is more likely, if there is going to be an adult predator in a teenager relationship, it will be groomed over a long period of time. And this is most important, the child will be taking some exceptional risks. They will be maybe sexually aggressive themselves. They will be kind of responsive. And most of the time, almost all the time, the young person is aware of the approximate age. So it's not as if, oh, suddenly this adult shows up and they're surprised. They pretty much know if they are going to be relating to an adult that it's an adult. And, of course, you made the other point that a school bully, cyberbullying, is far, far more likely. That is really a much more likely scenario than an adult looking for sex or a child getting involved in a sexual relationship. I should point out, by the way, to be fair, that there are predators. So when you watch To Catch a Predator...
Exactly, and that was exactly going to be my question, because I think what you're saying is going to come as a surprise because sexual predators are online. One of the statistics from the study was saying that sexual solicitations online fell from 19% in 2000 to 13% in 2006. 13%, to me, still sounds like something I should be concerned about.
Well, you should be concerned, but if you look at where that 13% are coming, as I said, about half of them are minors to minors. If you look, and then another big chunk are very young adults to older teenagers. And then if you look at even those, most of them are non-aggressive, a very small percentage. I don't have the number in front of me, but a very small percentage of those kids were in any way disturbed or upset about it. And so that it's not as if that led to anything. And in that particular study you cite, the 2006 study, of 1,500 young people interviewed, I think only one of them actually made physical contact with the person who was soliciting them, and that even might have been a minor to minor. So it's not, again, the numbers can be scary, but when you break them down, they're far less scary, at least if you're worried about the adult-child relationship. And by the way, we're not talking about little kids. We're talking about post-pubescent teenagers. The little kids are almost never...
Okay.
I don't even know if it's
so. Given the conclusions of your studies, then what are the messages to parents? How can they deal with the idea that their child is going to be bullied online? How do you cope? How do you confront that?
Well, that's a very good question. We try to address that at connectsafely.org. And it's not as if there's a magic formula for this, but certainly you need to be supportive of your kid. You need to let your child know that it's not their fault. They should seek out help, not probably from, ideally from a parent or a school counselor, but a lot of the help on bullying is happening at a peer-to-peer level among kids. So they should talk to their friends who aren't bullying, try to get them, isolate the bully, not go after them physically, but just get people to start ignoring this person. The other thing that parents need to be concerned about is if their kids are bullying others. You don't want your kid to be doing this, A, because it's a really bad thing, and B, because the studies also show that kids who bully are more likely to be bullied themselves. So you just need to have some conversations with your kids, and they need to seek out as much peer support as possible. And then, you know,
you talk about conversations, yeah. But should you be monitoring what they're doing online? Should you be setting up regular discussions? Because obviously teenagers, it's difficult to have a conversation with your parents sometimes about things. And teenagers don't always tell their parents everything.
Oh, I absolutely know. I raised two of them myself. First of all, I don't think you necessarily should be putting software on your computer to monitor your kids unless you have very specific concerns about drug abuse or that you really have some concern that something's going on. It's kind of like searching your kid's room. I'm not saying a parent should never do it, but I don't think it should be a routine part of parenting. But I do think regular conversations, I wouldn't schedule them. What I really say is have dinner together with the family, bring it up, raise it maybe two or three times a month. How's your MySpace or your Facebook profile going? Are you meeting any interesting people? Have you had any problems? Let them know that this is a collaborative effort, that you're not there to punish them. Mm-hmm. You're not there to blame them if something goes wrong. I mean, obviously, if your kid is doing something seriously wrong, you've got to take action. But most of the time, it's really kind of bad judgment. Are you posting inappropriate things on your site? Things like that.
So it's really important to open up that dialogue, whether you're talking about bullying online from your child's peers or you're talking about potential sexual predators. Larry Maggott, thank you.
My pleasure.
Larry Maggott blogs about technology on CNET and is a CBS News technology analyst. And he's also co-director of the nonprofit organization Connect Safely.